Yes, I owned it. I owned England. I owned this planet. I owned this entire universe. On paper, at least. I wasn't sure about all the specifics. My memory was still performing at a decided 0 out of 5 stars level. But I knew people could buy dimensions. Well, technically, you bought exclusive access, managed by an unbreakable quantum passcode only you could unlock, and the legal right to do whatever you wanted in that dimension. I mean, in some of these places, the laws of physics, as understood in our dimension, didn't apply. So why would the UN General Constitution? Whatever the reasoning, this place was my playground the size of a planet. But what did that make me? A tourist? History buff? Would-be world emperor? What had been my motives for coming to this place? And why had I woken up in a field, rather than in some pre-prepared stronghold or some, I don't know, science place? Well, I definitely hadn't been an academic, but I knew something had gone wrong. As I considered the implications, voices inside the hall reminded me to pay better attention to my surroundings. I was unarmed and confused. If I were to saunter in, explain that I technically owned all of this, and ask them to kindly obey me, I suspected they'd saunter over to me, explain that the sword they'd rammed into my gut didn't care what I claimed, and ask me to kindly avoid bleeding on the rug. Could I impress them with my fantastical futuristic knowledge? Did I have any of that? I racked my brain, but it seemed my futuristic knowledge equated to a handful of movie quotes. I also knew that computers would exist someday. They involved circuits and processors. I had medical nanites, but that would be difficult to show off in an impressive, "look, I'm a god" sort of way. My most consistent superpower was the ability to get coughed on a lot without getting sick. I could heal from a larger wound, but while the nanites rebuild themselves, I would be exposed if someone decided I should replicate the feat. None of that felt like a good peasant-quelling mechanism. Maybe I could get bitten by a snake or something, and not die? Where did one find a snake? I had to find the rest of the book. Maybe it would include some kind of helpline. I made my way carefully around the back of the building, approaching a closed window closer to the voices.
"I would certainly not wish to offend the Earl," a deep voice was saying. I recognized it, Mr. Orangecloak, the local lord. "But this is most unusual. We have a scop in town. Perhaps she could..."